97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. These days, it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance. Unfortunately, Governor Walz isn't here himself, but don't worry, he'll say that he was. He's going to say he was. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies. Just keep him away. That's a nasty one.
President Trump delivering his lines flawlessly last night at this Al Smith dinner. We've got Elizabeth Pipko with us this morning, RNC spokesperson. And Elizabeth, welcome in.
Thank you for having me.
The greatest evidence that I can give anyone that Donald Trump was on target last night is that this morning on MSNBC, Al Sharpton came out and said that his comments were offensive and off the mark. That's all the evidence you need.
That is all the evidence you need. I honestly thought the most offensive thing was Kamala Harris not showing up. Personally, that's where I stood. I thought Donald Trump was funny. I thought he was on the money. I thought he was incredibly relatable. I actually thought a lot of parts that were the funniest were when he was speaking, not reading his actual lines for the evening, but just kind of being Donald Trump. I really thought what Kamala Harris sent in that video was incredibly strange and uncomfortable, definitely not funny, almost more insulting than the fact that she was, I think, the first candidate to not show up to the Al Smith dinner in 40 years. I thought the entire thing was very strange, but Donald Trump was hilarious. And I think for those that want to kind of tell us that he's not funny, not the man he has been for his entire life, I think last night proved that that was not the case at all.
Of course, some people are going to sit there and say, oh, what he said was offensive. But I think a lot of people need to see this side of Donald Trump, that he's relatable and he's funny and he's the kind of guy that you want to have a drink with, right? Because that's what they say is so important, which is why Stephen Colbert cracked open the beer with Kamala Harris. I don't think people see that side of Trump as much. Do you think that that actually could help him in some way?
I do. Look, I have known that funny side of him for, you know, nearly 8 years now. I think it's almost comical to me when people try to pretend that that side of him doesn't exist. I think saying that his jokes maybe were insensitive is ridiculous because it's kind of what the Al Smith dinner is known for. I remember 2016 very clearly. I remember Hillary Clinton speaking. I remember Donald Trump speaking. I remember being very impressed with both of them and the fact that they could do this. I at that point realized that's a tradition that we had in our country. I didn't know that. When I watched in 2016, I didn't know that that's what happened with every election cycle. I liked the fact that they could, you know, kind of jab at each other with insensitive jokes and then shake each other's hands and have the American people watch and appreciate that moment. So I don't think the problem is that he was insensitive. I think the problem is that people are choosing to point that out and kind of erase the last, I don't even know how many decades of tradition where this is something that has gone on every single election until this time when Kamala Harris decided not to show up, right?
That's a great point. Elizabeth Pipko, our guest this morning from the RNC. Elizabeth, Donald Trump has always broken the mold when it comes to how he campaigns. To me, it's evidence that the Democrats are in trouble and they know it, that he's taking time to go to places like California and New York City and do rallies in states where, I don't know when the last time was a Republican won one of those two presidential races. Maybe Ronald Reagan, I don't know, in New York. He might have picked, I guess he picked up New York in maybe 1980 or 84. But still, I mean, Trump must sense something around the country.
Well, look, like you said, Donald Trump has always done things his own way. He has not shied away from being his own kind of candidate, kind of the opposite of what a politician has always been in this country. He's a lot less calculated in the sense that he has a gut instinct. He knows what he wants to do and what he wants to say, and he's more interested in that and how he believes that he relates to the American people than how any political consultant tells him he should or tells him where he should be or what he should say. He's always been that person. When it comes to these blue states, I think it's important people realize just how many people are showing up to the events that he has in these blue states. I remember people being so surprised when he was in New Jersey a couple of months ago at the boardwalk where nearly 100,000 people showed up. So I'm excited for Madison Square Garden. I'm excited for people to see the kind of arenas that he's able to fill in, the excitement that he has across the country, no matter what state state he's in. And I'm excited, like you said, to watch those on the left be a little bit nervous, knowing that Kamala Harris probably couldn't fill out Madison Square Garden. And Donald Trump's going to have no problem doing just that.
That is very true. Elizabeth, I got about a little less than a minute left here. What are you guys asking for right now? Do you need donations? Do you need help this last 2.5 weeks?
We need all the help we can get because America is on the line, right? So if anyone wants to donate, we greatly appreciate that. If you want to make sure that your vote is banked and make sure everyone that you know is voting as well, that's what's most important. You can go to actually TrumpForce47.com to become a captain in your community. But early vote, make sure your vote is banked so we're not spending resources to get you to your polling location on November 5th. Bank that vote, get your friends and family, dog walker, neighbor, best friend, teacher, everyone to do the same thing. Go and vote. Make sure Donald Trump wins on November 5th because we need a landslide.
Yes, we do. Elizabeth Pipko, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. RNC spokesperson there, and she's absolutely right. Make them vote early. If you get somebody that waits till election day and there's 50 people in line because it takes an hour, you know some people are going to turn away and not vote. Let's not let that happen. Coming up, we'll talk more about the crime data. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.